New photos from the United States Geological Survey illustrate the damage Hurricane Matthew dealt to Florida's Atlantic coast. I'm Kate Payne. The aerial photography of Florida's east coast before and after Hurricane Matthew drives home the damage. While the effects are far less than meteorologists' worst-case predictions, the storm did wash away 15% of the sand dunes along the Atlantic coast. In some low-lying areas, Matthew cut islands in half, completely wiping the beach away and creating new inlets. USGS researcher Hillary Stockton says much of the damage goes beyond normal wear and tear.
Waves and surge are pushing over the dune and moving sand inland in what we call overwash. Sand is often deposited under houses or on roads. This is more of a permanent loss of sand to the beach because now the sand is off out of the beach system and it's not available for natural recovery.
The U.S. Geological Survey is still gathering data on Hurricane Matthew to help coastal areas become more resilient. The question of whether to restore eroded beaches is up to the affected communities. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.